Hello, everyone. I'm Heidi, and you're listening to the DSG Connect podcast. I'm so happy to be here with you. We're helping elevate voices in dentistry by sharing inspiring stories straight from the dental experts. What's working, how to pivot when things go sideways, and everything in between. Wherever you find yourself listening today, thank you.
We're so privileged to have on our series of leadership podcasts Dr. Robert Mongrain. Dr. Mongrain's not only been a good friend and a mentor to me personally and the entire DSG organization, but a thought leader and really mobilized the digital platform unlike we've ever experienced before. We're so proud to have him and anxious to share some of his insights, visions through these very unique and challenging times.
You know, it's something like none of us who are alive today have ever experienced before. It is such a challenge, and we have to be there for each other. The most important thing for me as a dentist coming from private practice is being able to be a part of a community, a larger community that has resources and expertise. We have people that have literally been working 24/7, working on all of the different aspects of this, and making sure that our teams are supported, that we're doing the right things in the different states that our doctors are practicing in, obeying the law, but also taking care of our patients. I think that's really important. We still have to take care of our patients. As a dentist, you know, we get that license. It's a two-way street. As a professional, you have the opportunity to have a great career, but you also have an obligation to serve. So it's time for us to serve the community. So we're working with all of our offices to make sure that people stay out of the emergency rooms, but we are providing a minimum amount of care, not very much there. We are getting N95 masks for all of our offices. We have thermometers, doing everything we can to keep the teams safe. We're getting ready. I'm calling it the long sleep. You know, we're getting ready just as many businesses have to really curtail operations and move into a kind of hibernation mode. You know, one of the things I was really excited about was we had significant concerns. You know, we've been partnering DSG and Heartland with taking care of our doctors for quite a while now through this crisis. You know, as you know, it started in China, and so it affected our doctors who had been sending cases overseas to what we call global sourcing. And we were, from day one, we were involved with the, you know, Lou all the way down through the organization to identify where those cases were, redirect them. It was wonderful having the global reach of Dental Services Group because, and I'm not just saying this because Lou is here, I mean, because they had the ability to redirect, particularly because we do so many of our cases digitally. You can redirect, you can go where it needs to go. You know, it's part of the long-term vision that that the sourcing of the different parts of the process would be digitally driven. And I'm sure Lou will talk about that, but it's, so from that day forward, then when we thought that we were going to continue to take care of patients, but maybe certain areas they would be under a lockdown, so then we partnered with Dental Services Group, DSG, to identify where they had backups and how we could coordinate. And the most wonderful thing that I'm super proud of is, as of this time, Dental Services Group has given us access to the shipping, the logistics capabilities that a large dental lab has, because we are purchasing personal protective equipment through channels that we don't normally. And basically we get a giant boxes and cases and we have no way to distribute them. Dental Services Group has stepped up and is repackaging those and shipping them to each of our offices individually. It is saving us perhaps a week or two in getting these vital supplies to our offices.
Thank you, Doctor. And you know, all through this, as you mentioned, we have not been faced with anything like this that's impacted both our personal lives and our professional lives simultaneously in such a dramatic way. And because I think the groundwork has been laid for so many years and the integration and the fluid communication channels that have always been part of Heartland and the DSG relationship along with the other Diamond Trusted Labs, that next step and reacting to such a dramatic event was we were a step ahead in being connected and understanding each other's objectives. So, you know, given the circumstances, you don't look at yourselves as the ordinary role, right? You look at yourselves as what does it need to impact? How do we help first secure safety and how do you impact us moving forward? You know, just in first order, the safety factor, Heartland has been very forward thinking and making that a priority, and to be able to participate in a small way to help expedite that, you know, and being able to be part of that solution was just a natural extension of our continuous dialogue and finding that place where you can make a significant role. And Dr. Mongreen has pointed this out, and I've shared it with our team. There's sure. not a person on the planet that does not want to help, right? That everyone's, but how you help and how you use your current role and how you reorganize yourself in order to make an impact is really what matters at this moment in time. And right now, yeah, the volume is lower, but can we redirect those skill sets, logistics skill sets, to have a different type of impact? There's something that's really much more important at this moment in time. And thanks to Dr. Mongreen and the team at Heartland, you know, we found that path to help.
You know, Lou, I want to look forward a little bit because obviously we're in the midst of the crisis. And, but I want, you know, this is the fruit, you said it already, this is the fruit of a partnership that has been established over a period of time. Not a vendor relationship, but a partner relationship. And anybody else out there who is listening to this, who is not currently, you know, whether it's a DSO, someone at a DSO, a doctor in private practice, somebody in the industry, these kinds of opportunities that we're experiencing today in the midst of trial come from building these relationships in the good times, not trying to take advantage of vendors, not trying to just get whatever's cheap, but get results, measurable, demonstrable results. And then that builds the partnership. You identify the things that you could do better, want to do better. You build that moving forward. Then when something unexpected happens, you have the relationship and the ability, you have the partners that can help you get through it. I think that's so important that we all, what can we learn from this global pandemic is that we need each other. And we need to value each other, and we need to value the people that we work with. And it's not just about saving a nickel. It's about what is my best result. You know, I think Lou said it well when we were talking a while ago as we were working on this journey. And that is that what we've seen over the centuries, that out of the ashes, and this is almost a direct quote, comes the opportunities. And so we have to look at what we're doing in a new way. We have to be more visionary, as Lou has described. We have to become more visionary. We have to look to the future and not to the past. We have to let go of some of the things that we just thought were, well, that's how we've always done it. Because we're going to have to look at this differently. We're going to have to reinvent the way we do things. I think back to the AIDS epidemic and that crisis. I lived through that. And I'm old enough that we didn't wear gloves or masks. Gloves were a big deal. And, you know, that was a sure, although it didn't affect as many people, if you got it, it was a sure death sentence. And so walking through that and the fear, we learned how to do things differently. So we're going to learn more about personal protective equipment. We're going to have to respond to our patients differently. We're going to need to build their trust to another level to make sure that they know that we're doing everything we can to keep them from being harmed by being in our practices.
I have so much unwavering faith in our partnership and the partnerships that happen in dentistry. Dentistry is inherently a community. And we are connected because people that, you know, the essence of why people come here and stay in dentistry is they want to serve. They want to have an impact on the well-being of others. And that goes well beyond oral health care. That's something inherent in the DNA of course, this industry. So I have so much faith that beyond not only bringing this event to an end, which it will come, and I won't be surprised if a lot of the solutions come from dental healthcare, and that'll happen in the not too distant future. You know, our resiliency will drive us towards even a greater world, which in my opinion will be irreversibly more connected, irreversibly more compassionate, and without question stronger than ever before from what we're going to learn. As Dr. Mongrain pointed out, there has not been a single crisis that we've experienced in our lifetime or previously where we have not, as a country, as a globe, we have not found a way to progress and improve. This will be no different. We will come out of this, and we will come out better. These past few weeks undoubtedly have been incredibly difficult. I mean, all of us in every industry, and dentistry being no exception, we were forced to take hopefully temporary actions to reorganize that we could never have imagined. But the goal throughout each and every decision, the goal throughout and the intentions is that we maintain the same, first and foremost, the health and safety and well-being of everyone around us. That requires, in today's context, personal accountability and responsibility, but the extension and the awareness of every person around you. And then second, do everything within your means and stay strong so you can do everything within your means to get our teams, our partner clients, our organization, our industry through the other side of this with the least amount of long-term impact as possible. And health being one of those things that you don't want to compromise. From this, we can become stronger. And as we inevitably emerge out of this with a pure purpose of bringing us all together to serve this dental community, we do that in an even more coordinated fashion and more of a partnership, as Dr. Mongrain shared. You know, I know as an organization, and I know, you know, as a partnership that we have with Heartland, and I know Heartland's various partnerships and in the community that they've built, and we've been all fortunate to be a part of with other labs, other vendors, and other partners. I know because of all of that and what happened in the past and how we've been connected in the past, that's going to build and help co-create a very powerful future. So I have a lot of promise of tomorrow, certainly not ignoring and very focused on the day's events and as they unfold, but have so much faith in our abilities and the fact that we did work so hard on communicating and staying connected, that the best days are going to come in the future. We'll get through this, but it'll be beyond just getting through. We will excel and learn from our experiences.
But some concrete steps that we're taking at Heartland that I think every doctor needs to keep in mind, particularly younger doctors who haven't experienced these things. You know, I work with hundreds of doctors, and I find that some have reacted completely out of fear. But one thing we have to remember is that we cannot abandon our patients. So you want to have someone at your office answering the phone, even if you have to furlough employees and take advantage of the benefits that our government has provided us in this crisis. Make sure that someone is answering the phone, making sure that somehow, whether it's you or someone else, is available for true emergencies. We have an obligation to keep people out of the emergency room. And during this time, build yourself. You know, we're creating new webinars, new programs for our doctors specific to this time, but are specific to the opportunities that we have coming in front of us. So figure out, you know, what are the things you've always wanted to learn about? Be sure that you're using this time. You're just not sitting and watching TV or the latest Netflix thing, but doing some work. Set a schedule for yourself. Be prepared to start gradually, stay in contact with your team, And then when we get the okay to begin to move forward, I think we're going to see a gradual process where maybe we can treat some of the healthier people. I don't know what that looks like, but be prepared for a gradual start. Be really focused on your practice and make sure that you're also communicating with all of your vendors, the people that you owe money to, because so many people are providing forbearance during this time, and to make sure your practice is viable. And then, if you've been thinking about Heartland, give us a call.
You've had a vision and really proven that out over the last number of years. I've been blessed to be around you in building the largest digital footprint and platform that certainly came in handy during this global supply chain dynamics. And in line with that, Dr. Mongrain, you know, DSG is very focused on the here and now and taking very firm steps to make sure that each and every one of our labs has the right support structure, and that as you're providing patient care, we're at the ready and organize ourselves in a way to be able to provide that. And to this day, there are still a number of cases each and every day that are emergencies, and those emergencies require special accommodations, speed, expertise, logistics, that we will maintain those capabilities through that. And we're open because you're open and don't know when that patient may call on you. We're at the ready as well to serve you and the community. In addition, looking out, we are investing, and thanks to your guidance and guidance of so many great strategic partners and the abundance of great content, the team is actively engaged in upping their game. Those that were DI specialists are now becoming implant specialists, and vice versa, looking for the ability for the first time to have a pause to really invest in yourself and in the organization. There is not one moment to squander here, that we should come out of this gate not only more experienced with a better understanding, but with a higher degree of expertise, a higher ability to learn, a higher and a stronger ability to serve in various capacities. And outside of that, really looking forward, there is going to be an abundance of patients that are going to need immediate care when that time comes. And being prepared and being in front of that with the right capacity, the right skill set, and the right logistics in place so that we can deliver flawlessly, you know, when those cases are required. We look forward to that, and I love that promise and the investment, Doctor, as you said, and your time with us today, you know, is I can't wait, Michelle, Heidi, Jessica, to share this and Dr. Mongrain's vision and wisdom, not only with our team, but all of our partners. I know everyone will be enriched by his words.
Well, you can connect with us at Heartland. It's pretty simple, heartland.com. And if you just type that in or type in Heartland Dental, you'll find us. You can find me on LinkedIn as well. And, you know, again, this is an example of strategic partnerships that are where the whole is, the sum of the parts is greater than the individual parts. So I'm just so thankful for that.
Yeah, of course. Please, dsg.com. My email contact information is available, and also through LinkedIn. But more importantly, whether it's DSG or Heartland, stay connected to the community, because it's at moments like this where the first, and Doctor, you said it so well, you go back to that place, and both of us having the good fortune to have internal communities and not be in isolation is a great home base and a great North Star when the clouds come in to kind of give you a guiding light. Now we have that internal strength to get deeper connected, and I want to only encourage everyone to build those types of partnerships throughout your networks.
Thank you for listening. If you like today's podcast, subscribe on iTunes or Spotify. And please help us spotlight this podcast by taking a minute to review, as well as give us a shout out on all the socials. Stay connected at dentalservices.net or by emailing us at podcast@dentalservices.net. We believe we're stronger together. Until next time, enjoy your day.